This daily Bible verse is brought to you by Ministry Jesus, where the truth about God is revealed. Visit us on the web at ministryjesus.com. This daily Bible verse is titled, All Easily Fall Short of Salvation. Our verse is found in Romans chapter 11. Paul wrote, But I am speaking to you who are Gentiles. Romans chapter 11. The lone prophet, the wandering person of God, the one who thinks they can do it on their own, has no need for an assembly. This is the point where you can easily be lifted up into pride, which always precedes destruction, and will put your soul above your spirit, and cause you to fall away from the true faith. God always has his remnant left, waiting in the caves for the lone prophet who may fall. God is always waiting to extend his grace. He is always preparing soil to receive from himself what others who once received have hardened themselves to receive no more. Manna that has rotted is no good for human consumption, and many will remain hungry by the one who is not fed daily. Most people do not know what daily bread means. It is one word, and this was the only time this word was used in the Bible, and researchers had no reference to translate the word. Recently, during excavations in Israel, archaeologists found ancient shopping lists. On these shopping lists was the word daily bread. This was bread with ingredients that would rot by the end of the day, just like manna. It was known as poor man's bread. So, Jesus was saying we need to get fed fresh from God every day or our spiritual man will begin to decay. So, do not be like those before you who fell into pride and missed what God sent them, their salvation, for salvation does not come by works, salvation comes from God. Do not become a trap that leads others to the point of salvation, just in sight of the prize, but falling short by hell's standards. In your falling away, others will see the truth, an example of what not to be as necessary, but woe to those who become that example. By turning to the riches of the world, others will despise what you have become and will long to not end up that way, but will instead turn to God for their salvation. So, do not be arrogant that you are a Christian and others are Jews, or that you are saved and others are lost, because you may only think you are going to heaven, but you may instead be practicing lawlessness. If you think too highly of yourself, you have not taken the time to understand your salvation. You have not taken the time to realize you can fall from grace just as easily as anyone can fall from grace. God can restore any person God desires to restore, but God is fair. He will also condemn any person who chooses condemnation. Paul explains a mystery. Do not be wise according to what you think. Be wise according to what God thinks, because a great majority of those who believe will experience a hardening of their hearts, which is a partial hardening of the whole sum of believers, and it will be a turning point, just like what happened in Israel, where many Jews fell into unbelief and opened up the door for Gentiles to believe. But the difference is, all of Israel will be saved. I say all this to say, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Romans chapter 12, the next daily Bible verse.